RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Stuber, rated R, now playing in area theaters.
2 years ago, Kumail Nanjiani co-wrote an original screenplay, The Big Sick, with his wife, which then exploded as a hugely successful indie film and earned him an Oscar nomination. He made his mark, Hollywood take notice. Nanjiani is now so much of a somebody, he takes on a role as the weakling sidekick in an odd couple comedy. He is the seeing eye Uber for a cop who can't see real good right now. Lyft got The Equalizer 2, granted, the lesser of the two films, but at least Denzel won't hurt your brand as he drives around Boston delivering vigilante justice. Uber is already a known quantity. Kumail Nanjiani cannot necessarily hurt it, but do not believe Stuber will do it any favors. It comes off as a miserable, last-chance gig nobody would willingly work for who was not desperate. Stuber starts fast, with an action frenzy in a posh hotel penthouse. If the script won't make the audience laugh, perhaps some whiz-bang cops and robbers shoot 'em up will get the pulses pounding. If only we could see it. The handheld shaky cam deliberately obscures the martial arts and the pistol shots. If the point was to make the fight appear more violent and gruesome, it fails. Just because the camera gets knocked around, simulating the audience getting knocked around as well, it's all meaningless if we can make neither head nor tails of it. This is not new. Filmmakers shooting action scenes should already know they are far more effective when we know where all the characters are and who just punched whom. Look at the John Wick franchise. The pacing is lightning fast, and the various weaponry borders on the absurd, but the scenes work. We can see them. Vic, played by Dave Bautista, is a cop whose partner does not survive that fight. Already optically challenged as his glasses were roundhouse kicked off his face in the maelstrom, Vic opts for LASIK surgery as he mourns his partner and keeps tabs on the drug dealer who shot her. Of course, the hour after his eyes are zapped, an informant rings, the bad guy is back in town, and the big deal is going down tonight. But Vic can't see. Luckily, Vic's daughter installed Uber on his phone that morning. Because her big art gallery show was tonight, and she doesn't want her often absent father, who always puts police business before his family, to miss her big show. So, Vic can't see, the big drug deal is going down tonight, and it's at the same time as his baby girl's art show. The Equalizer never had it so rough. Stu, played by Nanjiani, is the unlucky Uber driver. Stu's main gig is working at a big box sporting goods store for the world's most irritating boss. After a montage of Uber stereotypes, like the guy who pukes in your car, and the backseat driver, and the couple going way too far in the biblical sense, Stu will spend the rest of his day and night reluctantly chauffeuring Vic all over Los Angeles because of various threats and very nefarious schemes, like Vic stealing his car keys so he can't go anywhere. Stu just wants to go over to his secret crush, Becca's house. Becca, played by Betty Gilpin, and Stu are friends and are on the verge of becoming business partners. They just signed on for a loan to open a woman-centric bicycle fitness center called Spinsters. The script actually has somebody explain that joke out loud. Becca is drunk and newly single, the perfect time for Stu to swoop in and take their relationship past business casual. Some of the one-liners between Stu and Vic are amusing, but most of the chit-chat is grammar school level, like, that's not how Uber works. Vic is older and out of touch. He doesn't get apps and concepts like Uber Pool. It's not funny. It's a really hot day outside. We know this because everybody keeps talking about how hot it is. And director Michael Dowse chose to filter everything through a sickly red-orange lens. Stu is in over his head. He's Jamie Foxx from Collateral. He's Steve Carell from Date Night. He's an amalgamation of 1,000 reluctant sidekicks before him. Nothing about Stuber is original. It follows an eye-rolling police procedural plot, which takes them from overt setup to setup. Like from a male strip club, to Compton gang house, to veterinarian office. Stu and Vic diagnose each other's psychological problems, but the only mental issue will be if you actually waste any money and time on a recycled, stale idea like Stuber. That is why I give Stuber 1 out of 4 stars.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.